singing with you on the melody there. And so again, this is like dreamy background.
Music director Matthew Mahaffey is working with the Oratorio Society Choir on singing details. The next generation comes from an idea of Matthew's after learning that the son of a friend of his high school history class did not study World War II. They ran out of time. Thinking it important to keep alive the history of the World War II era, he talked to Roger Ames and Elizabeth Basson about writing music for the production he was thinking about. They contacted librettist Dan Keaty, and they combined to create The Greatest Generation.
We came up with a whole list of songs from this time period. Some of them are standards that everybody knows, like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. There are kind of traditional patriotic songs like God Bless America or America the Beautiful.
I would have to think that type of song combination would really grab American people.
I think that we're going to have a great response to this piece. It's a very warm piece. It's not about the war as much as it is about the people who were involved in the war. So the story of this work is that a man named Joe leaves to go to the war. And we see him leaving his family. We see the struggles he has being away. We see the struggles that his wife, Gloria, has raising their daughter, working in the factory, supporting the war effort. We hear about the rationing of products here at home and how everybody was, you know, not everyone was pleased about it, but they were certainly, willing to be a part of that effort. And so I think it's a piece of music that really gives to the audience. It's a warm feeling. So I think that the stirring numbers are going to be met very well.
The Oratorio Society of Minnesota Chorus. The group performs The Greatest Generation Saturday, May 12th at the Ordway with additional soloists, sopranos Sarah Lawrence and Anna Baker, baritone Bradley Greenwald, and tenor Adam Fieldson. We're speaking with artistic director Matthew Mahaffey. Matthew, when the choir sings songs such as Soldier's Farewell, it documents well a type of parting. You're not going to see that soldier for months, for maybe years, and maybe never.
Yes, and I think one of the things that Roger Ames did well in this piece is he tells the story of this one family, but the choir kind of serves a more universal type of role. So we may hear the character Joe singing to how much he misses his wife Gloria, but then the men's chorus comes in and it brings like this universality to it. So it kind of starts with maybe, you know, looking at this one thing, and then we see more people were involved. The scope of the entire war effort, I think, is portrayed well by the way he uses the musical forces.
Thank you.
One of the backstories about World War II was the social change that occurred on account of it. More and more women were having jobs outside the home, and there are songs about that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we have a scene in here that is at the munitions factory, and there's a newly composed piece called One Piece at a Time, which the character Gloria, she's working in the munitions factory, and she's describing the building of this bomber, and it's a very kind of motoric, mechanical type of music that Roger wrote. And that segues right into a very famous piece from that time, Rosie the Riveter, which is in that kind of jazzy 1940s style. So it's kind of a swing piece. And those pieces really go together well. And I should say that in the live production, we have a large movie screen that will be displayed above the choir. And so we've curated a bunch of images from that time period, which kind of help the audience kind of be in the scene. So this is a concert. It's not a musical theater production. So we're incorporating elements to help people feel like they know where they are. So there are some great pictures that we have of the munitions factory. It's a really fun piece that the women really like to sing.
The Oratorio Society of Minnesota, with four guest soloists, performs The Greatest Generation, an American Oratorio, at the Ordway Concert Hall, Saturday night, May 12th at 7:30 p.m. For information, online it's oratorio.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.